Well, mostly I've been writing for the desk drawer. The desk drawer seems pretty happy. So I've had one poem in U.S. Worksheets, and I'll read it forth. Some of my poems are a little sad, but then there's little squibs of humor, so stay awake for that. Okay, first, The Sadness of Spring, Section 1. Today, no words can comfort me, not mine or someone else's, and I am oddly saddened by name tags unattached to their requisite people. The spring comes, the river rises, there are floods, and I am like a rock in the river or a dam overtaken, just the same as ever, but entirely underwater. Section 2. I want the name tags to be attached to the people, and the people to be attached to each other, and the group to be attached to the purpose, and the purpose to be attached to the spirit. Like all sad people, I'm an idealist. I miss winter. There is so much more reciprocation in winter. Feet reciprocate the boots, mittens reciprocate each other, snowflakes, with absolute assurance of uniqueness, stare each other down at one or another of their six sides, or float about, or hook up randomly into snowflake archipelagos that ride the wind, that pile up, that drift. Snowflakes are real doers. Only in winter does such diversity cover up so much. Coda. But it is spring now. I'm bare and cold under my clothes. I'm unmoved, unimproved, and unchanged beneath the spreading dampness. So it gets happier from here. On mind subsidence and entering the conversation at too deep a level. Entering the conversation at too deep a level pulls us both into some unforeseen and unimagined sinkhole. I have no map of your mind, you have no map of mine, and yet there has been mining between and beneath us, and now this mind subsidence. Being trapped like this should have brought us closer. Instead, we each struggle with the weight of the earth, heavy and rich, but also so very cold. We are the same below the earth, joining the earth. We could push together against the weight, but we don't see it. Instead, the pulsing of our individual bloods and the electricity of our minds asserts, I am alone, I am alive. Eventually, we dig ourselves out. We sit exhausted and gaze at each other with our blue eyes, and soon we know, without quite saying it, that the mine we fell in was a mine we had planned and excavated together, perhaps in some past life or in a working, waking dream. And somehow, in our busy seriousness, the elaborate process slipped our minds and we simply forgot. Now that we have seen the mine, at long last, we remember, and as if for the first time, we see each other. This is a pretty old poem that I wrote in the 90s. Okay. Love as told by the string section. Movie composers tell us that love is a whole lot of sustained strings, not shrill like the synth strings of Psycho, but a warm wash, perhaps Berber's Adagio, played once more and once again more, and then again more, with feeling. And yet the strings are rather contentious. Wound up, bound by wood, beautiful, curved, bent by steam, coiled to fight among themselves or with the other sections, wood betrayed by woodwinds, Pyrrhic battles with the brass. Either the love or the fighting has slain me. I notice that now my face in the mirror makes me think of a child's violin, previously as suave and whole as the child. Now with the bridge popped off, it appears crumpled into tears. After an hour with you, I'm as tired as 10 double basses, lying in their attitude of disarray and dissipation, wanton somehow when they are not being used. Violas seem like masculine violins. I notice them most when I'm in my worst mood, and they work my last nerve, sounding so warm and mellow, almost like the cello, deep and hollow, almost, almost comfortable. And I notice love really is like the strings, sometimes shrieking and sometimes treacly, balanced tensely between hysteria and surrender. My heart is poised taut as their strings. As for cellos, well, I'd like to be one, so that love would bring me to your knees instead of to mine. This is the poem that was accepted by U.S. One Word Worksheets, and I was quite astonished that they accepted it because I don't really like it, but they like it, so that's good. The House and Its Song. At times I awake in terror, zealous in my belief that someone has broken in order to pay a recording of New Age music. Music which might be the restful breathing of my old fat cat, the soft gurgling of her digestion, the wind pushing the cedar against the house in a warm squeak, the house itself with its wood floors creaking, awakening to the warming day. I picture the faces of Pittsburgh police officers I know when I think, still paralyzed with terror about calling 911. Someone broke in to do what? I don't call. The terror abates. I can move again. But I don't move. I just listen to my house humming to comfort itself and wonder when I will open the door to let someone in. So I think I was going to do one more, but I think that's good. All right.